And also by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and an opportunity to spend a little bit of time talking business, literally this morning, with Sherry Wilt from the Bartlesville Regional Chamber of Commerce. And it's going to get ready to go ahead with some spring weather here. And
as I get back in town, it does this. I just came from the Great White North, and here it is.
How northeast, northwest? You said the White North, so it must be almost Great North.
I was almost in Canada.
Well, wow.
My daughter and son-in-law moved
not North
up
Dakota?
To
no.
upstate. New York.
Okay.
So.
Interesting. Well, they got snow up there. So
yes, they did.
You're getting warmer temperatures when you come back home?
It is warmer.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. Chamber continues to do what you normally do. That's service your members and keep them informed in what's going on, let's say, at the state capitol or in Congress that can affect business, and also to, promote good business activity and proper best practices in the business community.
Yes, we do keep an eye on what's happening at the Capitol. We kind of avoid social issues. But we look at bills and things that will affect business, whether it's good or bad. Usually you think a bill's going to usually affect bad negatively, mm-hmm. but sometimes there's good, legislation that comes out it's helpful and beneficial to a business. And we send out every Friday a update on different bills that we're tracking, and kind of just in a nutshell give them an update on the status of those, what's happening with those, and just it's an easy, quick read and very easy to understand, and just like I said, gives you a good overview of what's happening and keeps you updated and informed.
Yeah, last time you and I talked, the chamber did come out in favor of the four questions that were on the Bartlesville bond issue ballot, and voters said yes four times.
They did. They said yes big. We were so excited. It was great to see the community step forward and realize the importance of keeping the community moving forward. We've got a lot of things, and we just need to keep that momentum going and keep improving and keep working on things. If you stop, you're going to be stagnant or you're going to be backwards, and I don't think that's the kind of community our community wants, and they voted that way. So we were ecstatic.
That's what I hear from people either in office or running for office, that when they come to Bartlesville or when they talk about Bartlesville, they think of a community that generally has it pretty well together.
Exactly. Just like with all this, the school and everything happening, it's funny that I've gotten actually two calls from other chambers. And Bartlesville has really been looked to as the leader, and they're frustrated. Their teachers don't really know what's going on. They're kind of in the dark. They don't have any community plan. And they were just calling to see, so how are you doing that? What are you doing? And it's not that the chamber per se is anything. We're very supportive of
but
Chuck.
But chambers call other chambers, school districts
right.
call
Right, but it was encouraging because Bartlesville was really a leader, and you could tell because that's why they were calling, and just kind of wanting to know what we were hearing in our business community and that kind of thing. But we were looked to as a leader in the state, so just in a lot of areas in that particular case, with education and things moving it forward. So,
right. And of course, our three legislators, I all have their individual voices on that topic too.
Yes.
Speaking of legislators, we have Senator Langford in town tomorrow.
We do tomorrow. Yes, at noon at the Bartlesville Community Center. It should be interesting. He is actually going to open it up, I think, a majority of his time. I'm sure he'll talk some, but he really likes to do more Q&A, and it's always hard to be that first one to ask the question, but if you've got some questions, come prepared to ask. We could probably still take a few more reservations. I know it's the day before. Tressa will probably shoot me, but we can always squeeze a few more in. But
what's she talking about now?
I've already ordered the food. No. We can handle a few more, but he's such a good speaker, and there is no lack of what he could address. There's just so much happening, so it should be very, very interesting. Good speaker.
I'll just caution the listeners. You ask the questions or I will.
Yeah, so. There you go. Although your questions would be very good too. So.
Now, I get the opportunity to talk to him on a more regular basis anyway, so I really would prefer not to be asking questions tomorrow.
Well, if there's dead silence, Charlie, it's up to you.
But it is an opportunity that the chamber has done an excellent job over the years scheduling in both state and federal elected officials.
We try. One of our goals is to keep our members connected. And our, particularly on a local level, our legislators are very accessible. But for our businesses, we do try to give them the opportunity to be able to connect, be able to meet them, be able to hear from them, and give them that avenue. And so we try hard to do that. Sometimes they're hard to nail down and get on the calendar, but they've been very gracious. We've been working with Senator Langford's office for over a year to try to find the date. So it's hard when they're, you know, have all 77 counties that they're trying to cover, and they only have so many breaks. And I mean, I understand, but so we were very happy that he's committed to us and it's going to be here.
Yeah, and sometimes even though the Senate calendar is more or less set, they can hold them over or send them home.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you never know. So, but should be here tomorrow. So.
Yeah. Well, good. And so that's coming up. Also next week, you've got a business after hours.
We do. Next week we'll be at On the Rock Ministries. They're right across the railroad tracks on Frank Phillips. Very. So if you have not been in there, especially lately, they have really expanded, and it's just a great organization that serves kids in the community, and they are partnering with A-Best Roofing. It's they wanted to do it kind of dual, so it's hard to find a business that didn't have an actual location that if they're going to do an after hours one in their place,
right.
And this worked out perfect. A-Best has been a great partner with the chamber and really appreciate them, and so they're going to partner with On the Rock, and should be a good one. So
it's nice to have those organizations like On the Rock. Well, there are quite a few of them that let's say they're active in the community, but On the Rock typically might not have the room to do that sort of thing, so
right.
They can step forward.
But yeah, On the Rock definitely has a space for us, and I think it's going to be a good one. And After Hours is, if you don't know, it's just an event that we have to get our members together, very informal setting. Starts about 5 or whenever you roll in from work, and usually people are rolling out around 6, so it's just an hour of your time, but it's a great way if you use it and choose to use it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Some people go and it's just more of a social time for them, but a lot of people use it to make connections, you know, introduce themselves, find out about other people, and start that, what I always say, the relationship, because you're more likely to use somebody you've met, talked to, and kind of established a little bit of a rapport with than just, you know, kind of pointing in a Yellow Pages, not that anybody uses Yellow Pages anymore, but Google, whatever comes up, you know, and, you know, oh, I don't know this person from Adam. So a lot of people use it very effectively to their mm-hmm. advantage, and that's what we want them to do. So that is coming up, like I said, next Thursday at about 5 p.m.
And Bartlesville will be in the Capitol during the month of April, mm-hmm. and I'm not necessarily talking about next Monday.
No, not next Monday. The chamber will be there. April the 11th is our day, Bartlesville Day at the Capitol, and we always rent a charter bus, thanks to PSO. They always sponsor that for us, and take it down, leave about 7 in the morning, get back a little after 5, and spend the day down there, talk to a lot of the statewide offices.
Typically,
come by.
I'll say Lieutenant Governor Todd Lamb has been among the first issuing that welcome to town.
Yes, he's always gracious to stop by. But we have a list of other ones that, and it's kind of fluid. You just, you know, mm-hmm. it's about the week before you really get everybody nailed down. But we have them, they'll come by, talk to us, give us overviews. Always, you know, watch some action on the floor, get introduced in the House Gallery, in the Senate Gallery. And we have lunch every year catered in from Ted's Escondidos. So that's always kind of fun. Thanks to Phillips Petroleum. And anyhow, just it's a good day. It's a good day to make your presence known in Bartlesville, who we are and that we're there. And we always have a big group that goes down. So that is open to anybody. And if you would like to attend, it's $60. And that includes the lunch, the bus, the snacks on the way back, the whole day, the picture on the Capitol. Everybody gets a 8x10 picture of everybody on the gallery steps. And so it's a fun day. And just if you're interested, it's bartlesville.com. You can register online.
And there is a fee to that, but it's well worth the trip.
Yes, it is.
And the opportunity for those that are on the trip to either further develop or start some relationships with folks at the Capitol, whether it's on the legislative side of the House or the executive side of the House.
Exactly. So it's, like I said, it's a good day.
It is. AM 1400 K1, and we will continue a Community Connection coming up in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process, in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And talking with Sherry Wilt, Executive Director of the Bartlesville Regional Chamber of Commerce. And Sherry, just again, if people want to get signed up for, business after hours, I guess you don't have to sign up for business after hours, but Bartlesville Day at the Capitol and some of the other things we're going to be talking about, you can probably do it either online through bartlesville.com or by giving you a call.
Either one, it's 336-8708. If they want to call in, they can do that too. So it's real easy.
Your board gets an opportunity to meet on a regular basis, but sometimes they also do some board activities just to develop board rapport.
They do. We have a strategic planning session every year in April, mm-hmm. and so that's coming up April 24th. Our existing board, as well as the new ones that will be rolling on, that technically their term will start July 1st, but they'll be attending the next few meetings starting in April at the retreat. And then, of course, in May, we usually don't have one because it's our annual meeting, the gala with the awards and all. But so it's a time to really kind of step back, analyze the chamber. What can we do better? What do we need to add? Kind of the SWOT thing and strategic mm-hmm. planning. Not just for the chamber, but community-wise, because we always try to be the kind of the conduit to bring different organizations together and, you know, what's next for the community? What do we need to work on next? How can we make that happen and bring the different organizations together and make something, whatever that may be? And I know some things that will be coming up in that, but I don't want to go into it. But what's next for the community? What mm-hmm. do we need to be moving forward, and how can we make that happen? What groups do we need to get together to coordinate and make sure everybody's on the same page and move it forward and see, you know, more progress happen?
And the board historically seems to be, I'm not sure I want to say cross-section of the community because that is a defined term, but growing people from all different sectors, large business, small business, individuals, yes. business owners, a little bit of everybody.
It is. We just had yesterday was our board meeting, and the nominating committee presented their slate of candidates, and they spent a lot of time working through, and I kind of had an analysis of this is, you know, the different industries and things, kind of general terms. I mean, services is a that's a large, general, broad statement, but, mm-hmm. you know, here's services, here's, you know, different types of industries and where we were needing some, or maybe somebody was rolling off that, you know, we don't have in that role now. So this is the first year in a couple of years that we actually have a full 7 class rolling on, just the way things have played out in the past. This is our first year to be able to have 7 roll on. Unfortunately, that means 7 are rolling off, and we're losing some really good ones, but it's always good to keep, I think, your boards fresh and not have, you know, the same people for, you know, 10, 15, 20 plus years.
Yeah.
Because,
I mean, in one sense, it's nice to have that collective wisdom of, you know, been on the board for a long time. I know how this developed. But on the other hand, fresh faces, fresh viewpoints are always worthwhile.
And that's really what we were striving for. So we sent out yesterday to our membership a list of the nominees who will be, like I said, that was who the board ratified from the nominating committee. And then it goes to our membership. So.
Yeah. In general, most of the time, most boards of most organizations accept the nominating committee report, you know.
Oh, I hope so.
that's a little bit overgeneralization, but I'm saying, more than just your board, you know, most of the time that reported.
Well, it's not, you know, it's not just two people sitting around going, let's get all our buddies on here. Yeah. I mean, this is a very broad, I mean, I can tell you who we nominated, or they, I was in the meeting, but mm-hmm. I mean, it was them, in alphabetical order, so no particular order, but we have Jason Barta, who's with the Boys and Girls Club of Bartlesville, seen so much growth, and we kind of realized we didn't really have a nonprofit, and we have a lot of nonprofit members, and mm-hmm. we wanted that nonprofit viewpoint and voice. So Jason Barta with Boys and Girls Club, Dr. John Lindblom, we were excited to get him on with Safari Smiles Children's Dentistry. He was actually our Business of the Year last year.
I'm going to say up.
And just a perfect example of a business. Local boy and coming back home, which is great. We want that perspective. And a business that grows. I mean, he has really grown that business, and that's something, you know, we need that insight and perspective. Heather Robinson with Susan Dick Financial Services. It's always good to have the financial side of things. Matt Romanstein with Eagle Construction Management. Brent Taylor was rolling off out of the construction side, the, you know, what's happening in Bartlesville, knows the properties, that kind of thing. Sonia Sells with Walmart Logistics, and they're a big contributor to the community. Mm-hmm. In fact, all of these are great supporters of the chamber. Matt Spence, newer to town, but has just jumped in with both feet, a lot of discussion around that, and he's with State Farm Insurance, so we're excited. Another hometown boy came back home, and once again, I mean, to us, that's so important. That's where so much growth happens, is getting people that grew up here to come back home. You know, the hospital tries, that's one of their highest recruiting, is people kind of from this area coming, and they're a lot more apt to come if they're from the region or area, particularly if they're from the actual, you know, town.
Right.
And then Tyler Backlaw is just involved in so much. He's on the school board. He's on the BRTA. He's just really thinks outside the box on some things. And so we kind of wanted that perspective. So I think it's a good rounded group, and we're excited to get them in and have them for the planning session, the retreat on the 24th. And I think it's going to be a really good, they were really looking for people that would be active and, like I said, bring new ideas, fresh perspectives, and that are involved and invested in the community. So,
okay. Well, and they will be officially announced during the annual meeting. So,
yes, definitely.
Yeah. Well, unofficially announced here, and well, that's the nominating slate.
But that is a slate of candidates,
right.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, some of the things going on. See, you've got a golf tournament coming up?
We do. We have our Chamber Classic, and it is held April, is it the 26th, I think?
26,
yeah. Yeah, April 26th, and this one is held at Hillcrest Country Club. And this, we do two tournaments a year. We do our legislative golf tournament. This was, gosh, our, whatever, 28th, 30th,
like
whatever.
That.
I don't, we've done it forever. But this one we started a few years back, and it's part of the proceeds go to fund our depot preservation fund. And if you know where we're located, it's in the old train depot. I think it was built in 1909. Don't quote me on that. But, I mean, obviously, it's a very old building. And when things happen, it's not usually inexpensive to get things fixed, and there's some maintenance things that we're looking at. We just established a building and maintenance committee at the, not this board meeting, but the last board meeting, mm-hmm. of some issues that we need to look at. I mean, we really want to be good stewards of that building and keep up with it, and so anyhow, the proceeds from that golf tournament go to help fund that particular line item.
Right. Yeah.
So, but it's fun. It's actually going to be, we changed it up this year. We're going to do a morning flight. So you'll golf in the morning and then roll off and have lunch and do some things, after the tournament's over. So I think it's going to be fun, a fun change. And, club's always nice to work with, and it's fun, particularly if you're not a member there, you don't get to play a lot there. This is a great opportunity to be able to play that course.
Yeah.
It's a fun course. It's really pretty. So hopefully April, never know, we're going to have beautiful, sunny, perfect 70-degree weather.
And that's great. And we'll try to forecast that for all of your tournaments,
yes,
all the
thank
time.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. So far, we've been really lucky for the most part. We had one bad year. But.
Yeah. But you have done some recent, over the past, I don't know, 2 or 3 years, maintenance to the building. And you were very, I think, upfront that came mostly from this event.
And I'll tell you that some of the big things we've done, that was really in large part and thanks to the Lion Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
We did some remodeling inside and some updating, updated windows, that kind of thing. We expanded out on the north end of the building to make a dedicated convention and visitors bureau instead of kind of walking into this itty bitty room with a zillion brochures. I mean, this is so welcoming and friendly now, and they have their own space. And but the major things we've done, but I'm talking just like we need to fix, there's some painting trim that needs done, some trees need trimmed in the park. we've got a list of things that, that we want this committee
to
look
room
at.
For the skating rink. I mean, you know.
Yes, we did. So anyhow, there's just a lot of smaller maintenance things that, but it sucks up the money real quick. You know, 1,000 here, 3,000 there. It's things, but we need to keep up with it. It's an old building, and it's amazing how time flies. You're like, oh gosh. That was 5 years ago when we did that? Okay, well, we need to, you know, keep up with it, so.
It is, and like you said, time flies when you're having fun.
Yes.
Chamber membership, it's open to businesses, nonprofits, and individuals in the community.
It is, and we have members from all three of those segments, like you said. We actually have about 80 nonprofit members. They pay a little bit lower rate, obviously, than a regular for-profit business. But even just a for-profit regular business is just $225 a year. That's, you know, for the entire year. Mm-hmm. If you factor that out, there's a lot of things you can take advantage of. A lot of the things we do, there is no charge to. And I will say things that involve food or where we have to rent venue, that kind of thing. I mean, we, you know, like the luncheons and things, there is a charge for that, but that just covers, you know, cost and things. But there's a lot of different things that members can take advantage of. Kind of depends what they're looking for.
Sure.
If anyone's interested, I always say this, go to our website. A lot of times you don't want to call somebody because then you feel obligated and you feel mm-hmm. pressured, and we never want to pressure anyone. But go to our website, it's bartlesville.com, and just poke around and look, particularly under the tab that says membership, and it gives you a synopsis kind of all the different events you can take advantage of, different programs and things, and ways that you might be able to use that for your benefit. And then if you have specific questions, we'd love to sit down and talk to you. No obligation. But just kind of explain a little bit further. Sometimes you can read something online and you think you get it, but we'd love the opportunity to talk to businesses. We have new members roll in each month, and it's, you know, that's what keeps the chamber going and keeps us strong. Mm-hmm. So.
And then you're there ready to talk return on investment. You
yes.
know? And they are both substantial, tangible, and intangible.
They are. We probably don't have time talking tangible, but a lot of it, lot of the things you can see are.
For a minute or two if I have to.
If they are, they're tangible. You can see them. You can go to them. You can attend them. They're things you can, you know, measure or whatever. But a lot of what the chamber does is kind of like I was talking about earlier with the chamber retreat. A lot of it's intangible. It's things that we do to coordinate, you know, different organizations, different groups to keep the community moving forward. You don't necessarily see that, and it may not be immediate, but there are plans working. There are things happening. There are, you know, like I said, we're that conduit to bring everyone together. And a lot of what we do is kind of that intangible. We want to make the community the best it can be, and we're a great venue to be able to do that because we represent a lot of businesses, and we're not politically affiliated per se. We're just that good conduit to be able to bring different organizations and things together to keep the community moving forward.
And, of course, you got the forum coming up tomorrow.
We do. So if you want to register, you can do that today, bartlesville.com.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Charlie.
Executive Director for the Chamber, Sherry Wilt, in for a Community Connection on 1400 K1.
Some moms were showing off their jewelry at a posh